Senator Ted Armstrong. All literature offered on this program will be sent free of cost to anyone requesting it.
Most people have escape clauses to life. They've got a just-in-case religion. They know that there might be somebody up there. They think maybe there is a God, and so just in case, they might go to church, like, say, on Christmas and Easter, if they're not too busy, or if they don't get caught in traffic jam, or if they don't have a hangover when it's time to go to the sunrise service. An awful lot of other people are very interested in religion. They have a lot more than a just-in-case religion. They are living it. They are working at it. They are really doing what they feel their religion tells them to do, and even millions of these people would tell you that there is no obligation upon them whatsoever to obey the Ten Commandments. Now, it's not that they don't feel they should have more than one God. They don't have any squawk with the first one. It's not that many millions of religious people do not believe they ought to honor their father and their mother, except when they get too cantankerous and old, that they don't want to bother with it anymore. It's not that an awful lot of religious people don't feel that you shouldn't steal. But then I mean taking advantage of your neighbor, running the speedometer back on a used car, or maybe lying a little bit about the tractor, or maybe just stopping by the orchard and helping yourself. Well, these are things that we tend to laugh and chat and talk about, especially when we were kids and we talked about turning over the neighbor's outhouse on Halloween, or maybe burning down somebody's corn patch. We like to brag about that type of thing, in spite of the fact that people are churchgoers. But you know, the amazing thing is that there are millions of people who go in and out of the doors of churches who would tell you, theologically, they do not believe there is any requirement on them at all to obey the Ten Commandments of God. Not that they say it's good to steal. They don't say it's okay to bear false witness or commit adultery. They do not just directly say it's okay to go against them. They just say it's not necessary to feel obligated to obey them. Especially the fourth one. Now, that would really throw all of civilization out of kilter. I know some societies over there somewhere may observe Friday and others Tuesday and some maybe nothing at all. But I mean, we're attuned in the Western world of so-called Christianity to Sunday observance. And so for someone to keep the Sabbath, well, I'll tell you what they do. They go around in some nations, such as Colombia, and they change the calendar to where Sunday is the seventh day of the week and Monday's the first day of the week. It says MTWTFSS, just like that, for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, SS, at the end of it, on the newspaper. So they got it all figured out in some of those countries. They do it a little more efficiently than we do. We just sort of lie about it. You want to pick up the telephone right now and dial for a booklet that will really show you how the Ten Commandments are applicable today in our modern civilization. We'll get you a handy little booklet of under 100 pages about the Ten Commandments that takes you through step by step, every single one of them, and that shows you how they apply, how if any one of them were applied and obeyed in any country on this earth, it would revolutionize all of civilization, and also how they are not just negative commands, telling you don't do this, don't do that. Every one of them that says you ought to do something or ought not to do something carries the opposite with it. For example, it says, honor thy father and thy mother. Then what does it say? That your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God gives you. Interesting, isn't it? It talks about people being the successors and the owners of property, of living long lives in health, well-being, that which people cannot buy. And if you are looking at the people who are willing to spend any amount of money trying to get into some nutritional situation to kill or cure cancer today, and the quest for good health, which is absolutely unobtainable by money. You can't buy good health. Yet here's a commandment that says it will give it to you if you obey it. You'll see in this booklet, the Ten Commandments, that there are positive aspects to every one of them.